everyone. My name is Becca. Thanks for joining in on the conversation today. This episode, we're going to be talking about the month of December and just how crazy it can be. So grab a drink and a dab and get comfortable while we expand our thinking and open our minds just a little bit. This is just a friendly reminder that I am not qualified to speak on these things. I am not a mental health professional. I'm simply putting my thoughts and experiences out into the universe. If you think you need mental health help, please know that there's no shame in getting it. Please see a professional if you believe you need help. Please also keep in mind that while I may talk about and cover psychedelic drugs, this podcast does not stand as medical advice. Please note that my content is meant to be informative and educational. All right, everybody, welcome back. Are you comfy and cozy and warm? I sure hope so, because it is cold as heck outside, you guys. I am going to talk about all the crazy holiday stuff this episode. I hope you guys don't mind. I'm going to just kind of dive into personal stuff and just kind of talk it out. So we're probably not going to stick to the regular schedule this time around. I hope that's okay. But let me just start talking to you and telling you what this month has been like for me so far. Well, let's start off with last month first. So last month was my birthday. I am now 33 years old. And then right after that is Thanksgiving. And now it's Christmas time. And guys, I'm tired. Are you not tired? Like, I just want to fast forward to 2020 already. This year has been long and exhausting. And it's always towards the end of the year that everything piles up and just kind of rears its head. And everything you've ignored the entire year is right in your face. My partner and I spend Christmas with my family, who unfortunately live quite far away. And we drive up there every Christmas. And I won't lie, it is really, really stressful on us. The trip ends up being about 15 hours each way, making for about 30 hours of driving in a week. And whew, I mean, even without the stress that comes with dealing with my family while I'm there, that's enough to lay anybody down, right? So I've been trying to deal with all of the anxiety that comes with getting ready for such an event and getting ready to travel, making sure everything's set for packing and everything we have for taking our dog with us. Obviously gifts for everybody, because what is Christmas without gifts? Let's be real. No, but I mean, even if Christmas weren't a thing this month, it has been a hell of a month for me anyway. So you guys, I'm sure that most of you listening from the United States know how controlled substance prescriptions work. You can't get it refilled until, you know, the right date and all that. Well, my nerve medication ran out earlier this month, and unfortunately, I'm the type of person that I don't usually use the prescription all the way up in 1 month. So it might be 4 weeks, it might be 5 weeks until I'm running out. So I just kind of wait until the end to call the pharmacy and let them know I'll need a refill. This time though, I got to the end of my prescription, called the pharmacy, and nothing. And I waited a couple days, nothing. Couple more days, nothing. The whole time I'm calling the pharmacy and the doctor's office. And you guys, if any of you are on nerve medication, like Klonopin or Xanax or Valium, anything like that, you know that it is not okay to be off of it for long periods of time. Like, it can be extremely dangerous, and it's certainly extremely scary to go through. So I was out of my Klonopin for 7 days. You guys, that, oh my God. I was losing my mind towards the end of the week. Let me tell you, if it were not for cannabis, oh my God. Thank you, Lord, for weed and dabs, because that's all that got me through. I'm kind of getting anxious even thinking about it. I've been struggling, you know, my whole life. You guys know this. I've talked about it, that I've been on prescription after prescription, been kind of guinea pigged by psychiatrists and doctors with medication. But I have kind of found something that works for me finally. I've been on Klonopin for a few years now. At first, I was taking 2 1-milligram pills a day. Now I'm down to 1 1-milligram pill a day. And there are some days that I don't take it at all. But you can't just not take it for like 3 or 4 days, because your body goes into withdrawals. So by the 6th and 7th day, I was unable to sleep because of being so restless and body being so tense. The night sweats were the absolute worst. I was waking up completely, completely soaking wet. My hair soaked, my clothes soaked, the sheets, everything. Like, I was legitimately sweating buckets in my sleep. Yeah, so the sleep was not great for quite a while, and it's still not entirely recovered. And then during the day, I was dealing with my chest tightening and having a hard time breathing and feeling like everything was collapsing in on me, and every problem that I ran into felt way larger than it actually was. You guys know how it is to live with anxiety, and if you're used to being on anxiety medication and you all of a sudden don't have it, it is a nightmare. Now, I wouldn't mind not being on Klonopin at all. However, you don't just go off of it cold turkey. You have to safely wean off of it. And that wasn't done for me. However, I did thankfully get my prescription back a few days ago, and I'm just letting it get back into my system. And I think things are getting back to being good. I leave in a couple of days to go visit my family. And, you know, I've been stressed about it, but I think it's going to be okay. I keep telling myself that it's going to be fine. My family love me and they care about me and they accept me. And I don't really have a lot to worry about when it comes to that. I do kind of have to mask around them quite a bit. I have to kind of hide what I'm actually feeling and you know, just act like the world is all okay and everything's perfect. But that's life. You do have to kind of put on a face for some people. And I've accepted that around the holidays, that's how it is. It is stressful. And I'm sure that I know that I have quite a few listeners who do have autism or Asperger's, and you can relate with me whenever I talk about family gatherings, being social, and how stressful and panic-inducing it is. But there are ways to deal with it. So I just recently, finally, gave in and got the weighted blanket that everybody won't stop talking about. I swear to God, I'm sure that you guys have heard it all over the place. These weighted blankets, people talk about them like they're a miracle. And honestly, since I got mine, I can't be in bed without it. It is wonderful. The one I got is pretty heavy because I'm a bigger girl. Yes. And it takes quite a bit of strength to tug around with me, but it does calm me down. Like, give me my blanket and a bowl of weed. Like, yes, I'm in my happy place. So I do have ways to deal with my anxiety. I think I've learned to cope with it so much better than I did 10 years ago or even 2 years ago. You guys, time and life lessons, they grow you and they teach you how to deal with things. I know that some of you may think that everything is overwhelming and it feels like just way too much, but I promise it won't be that way forever. You will learn and you'll grow. I promise. Shit, life is hard, man. It's hard to sit here and give advice. I can't tell you that I even take my own advice most of the time. I'm bad about it. I am bad about kicking my ass into gear and telling myself to go do this stuff. But in the end, I mean, logically, I can't argue with the fact that I know what's best for me, and I know what I have to do to achieve the things I need to achieve or want to achieve. So, I mean, that's about it. I've just been stressing about getting the next couple of weeks over with. I cannot wait until the new year and I have some time for things to settle back down a little bit and not have any obligations for a while. That is what I'm looking forward to the most, and that will be absolutely the biggest Christmas present for me is the month or two afterwards where I don't really have to worry about large obligations. Now, if you don't mind, I would like to take just a second to talk about how and where I make my podcast. So, how are you reducing stress and anxiety around the holiday season? It sounds difficult, but just take deep breaths. If you have a weighted blanket, wrap it around you and just go to your happy place. If cannabis helps you, go ahead and indulge. Of course, you know, I know it's not for everybody, so take that with a grain of salt and know your limit. I'm not saying to go crazy. I'm just saying to medicate if you need to. I find that my singing bowl and meditating helps me way more than I thought it would. It's an amazing tool. So if you haven't looked into any of those things, then maybe give it a shot. And like I said, just remember to take deep breaths. When you're around family, try to get out of your head a little bit and remember that what they think about you is really kind of none of your business. Like, let them think what they want to think. You're enough just as you are. If you have some mental health problems, if you're struggling with anxiety, depression, or anything else, you know what? You are enough. And if you're around family and friends and supportive people, they should be understanding and caring and considerate. So I hope that you have the means to manage this difficult time. And I hope you can enjoy it. I'm definitely going to try my best to, that's for sure. We are going to have a fun road trip. We're going to blast music and sing along the way, and we're going to get awesome, horrible for you fast food. And we're going to get up there and be with my family, and I'm going to enjoy it because I only get to see them a couple times a year, and I'm going to make the most of it. And then when I get back, I can collapse and just be done. I hope you guys don't mind this episode being a little bit shorter and a little less in depth than the previous ones. I just kind of wanted to touch base and let y'all in on what I've been dealing with this month so far. I may sound stressed and kind of over everything right now, but let me tell you that I cannot wait for 2020 and to grow and expand this podcast and this community. I am so excited and I have so much in store for you guys and so many ideas that I can't wait to incorporate. I would love to work on longer episodes in the future and have guests and question and answer segments, along with way more information about psychedelics and more fun stuff like that. I need to go pack up and get ready for this trip. Of course, I will be taking my weighted blanket, my singing bowl, and my vape pen, which, by the way, is an entirely different topic for next time. Guys, why can't we just be legal yet? I don't get it, but we're working on it. We're getting there. And I mean, hey, at least I have my medical card. I can't really complain too much. All right, everybody, I think that's where we're going to end today's show. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you so much. Just a friendly reminder, if you would like to reach out to me, you can email me at drinkinadab@gmail.com. You can get a hold of me on Twitter or Instagram at drinkinadab. And even though I'm not very active on there, I do check my messages, and it may take me a minute, but I will get back to you, I promise. Always looking for stories that are relevant to the stuff I talk about, or just people to come on and have a conversation if you're knowledgeable about the topics. Also, if you just want to drop some feedback or ask a question or make a suggestion, feel free to get a hold of me. And if you go to anchor.fm/drinkinadab, you'll see where you can leave me a voice memo, which I'd like to start including in these episodes. I think that would be fun. You can also support the page there if you'd like. Again, I love you guys. I appreciate you. I hope the rest of your 2019 is just absolutely amazing. And again, no matter where you are or who you are, please remember that you are loved and you are enough. Mwah. Talk to you soon.